This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! All right. Welcome to Dramatic Reading from the Fletcher Bible. Fletcher Hanks, the complete works of Fletcher Hanks. Turn loose our death rays and kill them all. Edited by some person.
Have mercy.
If you are not aware of Fletcher Hanks, do yourself a favor and look it up.
This book is a wise investment, as it turns out.
Absolutely. I got it on a lark. Because I love horrible old comics, and it paid off.
You could probably you could write that book off.
Yeah, I did. Any of these books,
oh,
I write
fantastic.
Off. Yeah, it's research.
You genius.
Yeah. So we they're short stories that we always just do little dramatic reads of. For this week, I don't think we've done. He's got like recurring characters, and I don't think we've done this character yet.
Considering we've done two,
Space Smith. Space.
Oh, he's a space myth.
And you'll notice every time they say, there's narration, and every time they say space, it's in quotations, just so you know it's the name.
Oh, so it's not
space.
It's not
I'm doing
place.
Like finger
quotes.
Yeah, doing narration will be Mr. Lees. Doing the voice of Space Smith will be Mr. Kotick.
Yo yo.
And he's got a sidekick, young lady named Diana, two N's. I'll be voicing her and, the bad guy they run into, which you'll discover that later.
Anyway. Space Smith. Space and... No, let me try that again, because that's going to be very similar to, I assume, the Space Smith voice.
I have no idea what it's going to be yet. Hey, it's me, Space Smith.
Whatever you want to do.
Me, I'm always Space Smith. Space, air quotes. I'm just going to say Space Smith, because that's confusing.
Yeah.
I see why he used
like
the quote.
His nickname is Space. What the fuck? All right.
Space Smith and Diana are returning to Earth after a trip to Red Planet.
Something is wrong with our controls! I don't know who it is. I assume it's me.
Yeah. These are all poorly drawn, so it's like just a little ship in green ooze.
It's like Eraserhead, the comic.
Yeah.
Holy smoke! Look at our manometer! Manometer?
Manometer?
Woo!
Manometer?
Dude!
I don't know.
We're going backwards, Space.
We're being drawn by a powerful vacuum. The ship is moving at the rate of 100 kilometers a second. Get braced, Diana. We're gonna crack up.
We're gonna lose
our... He's getting just so panicky. That's...
She's like stroking his head.
Don't,
it's okay.
Don't panic! It's we're okay. Fine! We're gonna die! We're gonna die!
Much to their surprise, Space Smith and Diana land on a hydraulic glycerin cradle without shock.
As you do.
As you do? What?
Now I know where we are! We're on the vacuum meteor!
As the ship comes to rest, horrible-looking creatures appear.
Look, Diana! The famous mummified vacuumites! What in god? Oh... That's legitimately unpleasant to look at.
They are. There's a few of them there. It kind of looks like a really poorly drawn Groot with a bathrobe on.
It's like the Enigma of Inigari Fault.
I love it. It's like self-care Sunday Groot.
I'm just trying to relax.
Is that the villain?
That will be one of the builds, yeah.
I think you should do a Crypt Keeper voice.
Oh, yes. That'll be good.
Once you see what he says first.
One of the vacuumites pulls a lever, and giant clamps begin to rise from the surface of the meteor. The clamps close down upon the ship.
Oh, Space, How shall we ever get away from here?
I wish I knew.
He's like still panicking.
Meanwhile, another vacuumite comes up to the ship. Without effort, he opens a door that is locked and bolted.
Good heavens! How can he open that door?
He must be a wizard!
Because only wizards know how to open doors. And so this gaunt-looking weird fellow in a bathrobe, orange bathrobe, kind of peeks in and he says,
"Get out!"
Oh, we better do what he says!
As they step out, powerful bony hands grasp their arms.
"You should be brought before our commander."
They are led into a hall whose walls are constructed of skulls.
Oh boy.
There's the commander!
The commander issues an order.
"Put them under the vacuum ortho glows."
Because that's an alien.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Space?
It means they're gonna turn us into creatures like themselves!
They just make him sound like he's crying all the time.
That would be terrible!
Space and Diana are then led to the preparing room and placed in separate cells under the vacuum ortho lamps.
So Diana speaks into the wall.
What can we do now?
I have an idea. I see a Martian power ray gun over in that corner. I'm going to trick the guard. When you see me fall on the floor, scream for help.
But he just like totally gives up on drawing this. She's just barely like falling over. He's barely in frame, and in the next one, he's not.
He hardly, looks like he's just like laying just down for a nap.
Yeah. And it's like 6/8 of the panel is just blank. She says to scream. So
a minute later, Diana screams.
But there's actually no word bubble. Just an awkward.
I already told you, she screams.
Yeah.
The guard finds Space stretched on the floor.
The ortho glow must have killed that man.
As the guard rushes into Space's cell.
Smack!
Pow! Punching noise. "Where will I get the keys, Diana? Come on, we must get that Martian gun!"
Meanwhile, the vacuumites prepare to recapture Earth people.
"Here's the gun!"
And again, tiny, tiny little
found
frame.
Like almost, yeah.
Before Space has time to adjust the power ray gun, the vacuumites swarm down upon him.
Throw me to the ground.
Throw the gun to me, Space.
Holding that gun just like.
Yeah, he's playing it like a guitar. Wait, I'm going to solo it.
While Space fights to get free, Diana runs for the exit, carrying the gun.
And leaves him behind.
Yeah. I would too.
No, now shoot them! The mummified vacuumites are no match for the strong Earthman.
Come on, Space, the gun is ready.
And apparently I don't know how to use it, so I just have to wait for you to come over here.
And he just takes the gun. Stand back or I'll destroy you!
We've just given up on backgrounds now, and they're just stripes. Like, what is going on?
The commander ignores Space's warning.
And just puts his hand in the air and does jazz hands.
As Space discharges the gun, the commander falls dead.
Hurry, Diana!
How can we get the ship loose, Space?
I'll melt the clamps and cradle with this ray gun.
He cradles with the ray gun.
It blows off his leg.
The clamps and vacuum apparatus are soon destroyed.
Get aboard, Diana!
The ship rises like a rocket, and the media immediately changes its course, and with added speed pursues the ship. Traveling at terrific speed, the vacuum media gathers Space and Diana in its vacuum. The ship seems headed for destruction.
We must get out of this, Diana, or the friction will burn us to ashes! The vacuum seems to be uneven! Throw over the checker, and we'll try a side spiral!
What does that mean?
I don't know!
Throw over the checker? Are they playing checkers?
Yeah, I guess so.
King me!
The ship soon begins to spin. As it spins, it works its way to the edge of the vacuum. With a lurch, it frees itself.
Whew. That was a narrow escape, Diana. We're safe now.
an exciting space myth adventure in the next issue. This one was not.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, I know.
This one was a mundane one. Next week, Space Myth gets milk.
That was the most... That I guess it was technically a story.
Yeah.
Technically.
It did have a beginning and an end, and there was some middle in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh. they're all like that.
Yeah.
Like every one of the Space Myth stories is exactly... They're flying through somewhere, they get drawn into something.
Yeah.
They fight to get away, and then they just barely make it out, and then all of a sudden Earth appears.
So this guy is an idiot. He keeps making the same mistake again and again.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Barely is... No, absolutely. Don't be Space Smith. Also, his nickname is like... It's the place you're in. It's like, my name's Earth Kodak. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm Canada Kyle.
Good.
Ah, it's Merc's Basement Merc.
Funny because it's true.
Yeah.
So tune in next week for another for an exciting episode of Zero Issues. This one was not. This one was action-packed, but not exciting. Like a UFC match.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of action, not that exciting. Mostly punching on the ground. For some reason, Joe Rogan is there.
Count me out. Can't be f- out.